Welcome to the month of April. Oh boy, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for springtime. And it reminds me of the lyrics of one of Ralph Stanley's songs. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say. And I am glad that it's here. I love springtime. I love every season of the year, but springtime, the flowers are blooming and just new life is springing forth. And that's what gets my battery charged. So I got a couple of things I need you to be praying about and want you to join us as we pray for the Kenya Youth Conference coming up the 14th through the 18th of April in partnership with our good friend, Randy Martin, Preparing the Way Ministries, who serves in Kenya and works with us when we do our outreaches all across Africa. And two of our Gap Year alumni and staff are going over to speak at this youth conference. What an exciting opportunity for two young men, Evan and Cameron. Just remember Evan and Cameron and pray for them that God will use them to encourage the youth of Kenya. And they'll also be encouraged by the youth in Kenya to stand strong for Christ. And maybe this would be something that Evan and Cameron might even want to pursue beyond this. So pray that God will use this youth conference to speak into their lives and use them to speak in the lives of the Kenya students. Also, we have a ministry leaders conference coming up the 21st through the 23rd. And I want to encourage you to send your pastor over to spend a couple of days with us just for a time of refreshment and encouragement. You've heard me say before, pastors are in about as much trouble as veterans. We need to support them with our prayers and encouragement. And this would be a great opportunity for you to just say, Pastor, I want you to go over and spend a couple of days with Steve Wingfield at the Ministry Leaders Conference at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. And we hope you'll take advantage of that. I really do. Just pray that God will use you to help your pastor and encourage your pastor just to get away and take a break and enjoy the beauty of God's creation over in the Lodestar Mountain Inn. Thanks for your prayers. If you haven't been over the Lodestar yet, we want you to come. Our graduation is coming up soon. This will be our fourth graduating class at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. It'll be the first weekend in May. So it won't be long. That'll be here. And we also are getting filled up for this coming fall. So if you've got a high school graduate or you know someone that may be interested in a gap year like no other. So I hope you'll pray for that and also encourage your friends to send their children and your children over for a gap year at the Lodestar Mountain Inn. It's a Christian discipleship program and investing in them, preparing them to stand strong for Christ. So thanks for your prayers. Thanks for your partnership. Thanks for being a part of this ministry. God bless you.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
You know, this week is filled with so many just strong moments, moments that just rivet in my memory. Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane and his disciples going to sleep. And he keeps going. He said, can you not tarry with me 1 hour? I'm reminded several years ago when we were there and David, my son, was with us and he wanted to pray where Jesus prayed. He was just a young boy at the time. The guide had said Jesus went about a stone's throw away and David, where we were standing, took a stone and threw it and went over and prayed in that area. I love the Garden of Gethsemane, and it's divided into a couple of areas. We always go over in one of the private areas and just spend some time praying. Would I have gone to sleep? Probably. I don't want to be too hard on the disciples. My kids and my wife would say, you definitely would have gone to sleep. If I'm not careful, I can go to sleep while I'm praying. But that's okay. Jesus agonized over you and me in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says he sweat drops of blood. I want you to think about that today and just think about how he prayed for you. He prayed for you to know him. He prayed for you to love him. He prayed for you to serve him. He prayed for you to be faithful to him. He's still praying for you, by the way. Think about that today and enjoy your day. You know, I'm so happy to share this time with you. It's such a privilege for me to be able to step into your life on a daily basis and invest in you. And I am thankful for that privilege. I don't take it lightly. Have a great day.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.